Your top AE, the one closing $5 million deals, didn't pick Salesforce. Your CRO did. That rep adapted in 2 weeks and got back to selling. Did this because the alternative is catastrophic. New York runs Salesforce, London runs HubSpot. Remote reps insist on Pipehead Drive. Enterprise hunters built some Airtable thing they swear works. You can't forecast. You can't identify why London closes 30% faster than New York. When your board asks, what's our sales cycle? You can't answer because everyone tracks differently. You can't replicate what works. You can't scale what's working. You can't even see what's working. Someone wants to use a legal pad and Rolodex? Tell them 1975 wants its process back. Sales is a system. You standardize so you can measure. You measure so you can improve. You improve so you can scale. This compounds organizational learning quarter over quarter. This is obvious in sales. You do it without thinking. Now here's the disaster you're creating in engineering. Augmented development follows identical physics. High leverage professionals operating AI agents to produce business outcomes. You need to measure output quality, cycle time, and cost efficiency across teams. Every developer picked their own AI platform. You just recreated the HubSpot Salesforce Airtable nightmare with code instead of deals. Your competitors standardized 6 months ago. They're measuring what works, killing what doesn't, and iterating weekly. They're compounding organizational learning while you're comparing apples to oranges across 15 different tool chains. They're pulling ahead, permanently. Here's what this actually means. Your best developers will adapt to excellent tools just like your best AEs did. 2 weeks, maybe three. The ones who won't are optimizing for personal comfort over company outcomes. That's not senior talent you need to retain. That's a performance problem wearing a hoodie. Treating tool selection like a perk. It's a strategic decision that determines whether you can measure, manage, and scale your AI development capability. Your sales organization figured this out in 2005. Your engineering organization needs to figure it out by Q1. The companies who move first will be measuring and improving while you're still debating. That gap doesn't close. It widens. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.